Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Thanks so much again for joining us. Now, you have your favorite place to get a Cubano, right? It's that one shop that makes it just right. And we know that the best Cuban sandwiches are made right here in Miami, right? Okay, hold on. There's a new documentary exploring this question because the thing is, folks in Tampa think they make a better Cubano. And then, of course, you have folks in Key West who claim they have it figured out. The film is a semifinalist in the Hollywood International Film Festival. Tej Joshi is a rising senior at the University of Miami and the lead producer of Mixto Cubano, the origin of the Cuban sandwich. He joins us now in studio. Tej, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
And also joining us is Victor Padilla, a main character in the documentary and the brains behind the Cuban Sandwich Festival, which takes place every year. He joins us via Skype from Tampa. And you know what, Victor, thank you. I really appreciate your time today, man.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to mention, too, that we have polls on Facebook and Twitter, and we want to hear your input. Where is the best Cubano? If you've had one in Miami and Tampa or the Keys, please share your thoughts. Let us know. You know, Victor, I want to start with you real quickly. I want to start with the basics, all right? What goes into a good Cubano?
Okay, what goes into a real Cuban sandwich? You start with the bread, which has to be authentic Cuban bread, which was actually created here in Ybor City, Tampa, Florida. But any type of Cuban bread, you know, you have your Miami Cuban bread, you have Cuban bread from all over now these days. But that's one of the biggest factors. And then you have, let's start with the basics, which is the pork. The pork has to be mojo marinated. And also, some people slice the pork, some people, you know, just pull it. So either way, the traditional style is pulled pork marinated in mojo sauce. Then you have the ham, which has to be a honey sugar type ham, a sweet ham. And then is your mouth watering yet?
Listen, lunch is right after the show. Trust me, I got okay. This covered. Yep.
All right. And then here's the biggest controversy of all, which is salami or no salami. Well, and so Miami slogan now, which was created back in about 2013, is no salami in Miami. So if it's a Miami Cuban or just say a traditional Cuban, it can come with or without Genoa salami. So the Tampa version is of course with salami. Then you have your Swiss cheese. And if there's people that don't know what Swiss cheese is, it's the one where the holes are punched in it. And then you have your mustard, which is your standard Frenchies or some type of a mustard that you can put on. No mayonnaise. I repeat, no mayonnaise.
So okay. Without starting a battle between cities, but are you saying that the Cuban was invented in Tampa or in that area?
Well, the Cuban sandwich itself actually originated in Key West as a mixto, which was a sandwich of meat, which normally was pork between two pieces of bread, okay? But the Cuban sandwich, all the ingredients, is more than just the sandwich. It's a conglomeration of cultures, the Cuban culture, the Italian and the German Jews that were migrated to Ybor City. So it has all those factors in it.
All right. Tej, I want to come over to you because you're from the D.C. area. You study journalism at the University of Miami. Why'd you want to do a documentary on the Cuban sandwich?
It's actually really funny. I've actually never really eaten the true Cuban sandwich. I'm actually vegetarian myself, so there was a lot of irony coming into me.
And I don't want to disrespect any vegetarian or vegan out there. I don't know, can you have a Cuban sandwich if it's vegetarian?
I've had a couple that have been modified for me in making a vegetarian sandwich, but I'll admit I haven't really had a true Cuban sandwich. But what brought me towards wanting to work on a piece like this was actually part of the reason I wanted to come down to Miami for school, to go to the University of Miami. I grew up in the suburbs of DC, a very culturally diverse area, and I know working in journalism, it's really important to tell stories that are very local, and I wanted to go wherever I went to school, I wanted to tell stories of that place. It's not my place to tell national stories or anything like that because I'm not there, but wherever I am, I want to talk about what's going on there. So I should tell these stories about what's going on here. And the Cuban sandwich is a really important part of culture here in South Florida. And more than that, just a lens into the people. It's not just about the food.
In doing this documentary, what did you learn about the Cuban sandwich?
I learned so much. Just exploring South Florida. I had never been to Tampa before I worked on this documentary. I had been to Key West once for vacation, but traveling across it, meeting all different kinds of people, the reasons why they moved to these areas, those were really good experiences and learning like more about Cuban culture. I didn't really know about why or how a lot of Cuban immigrants came to South Florida before I worked on this. And it's a really interesting, very important story. And about like Cubans themselves, actually, I learned this in Tampa, there's actually a larger Cuban population in Tampa than in Miami. I would have never believed that before I worked on this documentary. And honestly, I didn't know the ingredients of the Cuban sandwich that Victor just gave us before I started working on this. So as much as I feel like I know a ton about the sandwich now, I knew almost nothing before I started.
And this one for both of you, but Tej, let me start with you, is what did you learn about, I guess, that rivalry between these different regions over a sandwich?
Well, when my team and I first started looking for a topic at school for one of our projects to find what we wanted to do a documentary about, we actually found one of the events that Victor was putting on was the Cuban Sandwich Festival here in Miami, which he also does one in Tampa. And when we first looked into that, we said, wow, that's like a really cool thing. Maybe we'll just do like a long story on this festival. I had no idea there was any sort of rivalry between anyone. And we started digging into it. You know, I'm looking at online rankings of the best Cuban sandwich in Florida. And I see all these people in the Keys are like, oh, we have the best sandwiches. And then I look at people in Tampa, they passed legislation declaring the sandwich theirs. And I just learned so much that people are really passionate about this food. And I had no idea. And I feel like it was really awesome to learn about that.
Victor Padilla, I just wanted to get the sense of really how important is the sandwich to these communities. I mean, you could speak obviously to, you know, its significance in Tampa. As we heard Tay say, yeah, you guys passed legislation on this.
Yeah, we, Councilwoman Yoli Capine and her husband Juan, back in 2012, actually got the Tampa City Council to pass a resolution to make the Cuban sandwich the signature sandwich of Tampa. At the same time, my wife and I, we had created in 2011 of October, the Cuban Sandwich Festival. Never had been done. So when we got in touch with Yoli, which she's a Tampa native, I'm a Tampa native, and she knew my family, we knew each other, I knew her growing up, her and her husband Juan, and it just all fell together. So, you know, this sandwich is a very iconic, and also it's part of history and the culture of Tampa. It's now, you know, in history now, part of Miami and a part of Key West. So it's very important. This sandwich is a very important sandwich.
And real quickly, where did you have a Cuban sandwich festival? How did that start?
Okay, well, my wife and I, we own Latin Times magazine, and we were doing some events, but being a native from Tampa, I wanted to just do something that was had involved the culture and the history of Tampa, and tell, you know, just something that's for the community, a family fun event. And so we sat down, we put it together in 2011 of October, and we started promoting it, and it actually went crazy. People went crazy over it. And then it actually started a war between Miami, and we call it a war, but a banter between Miami and Tampa, who made the original Cuban sandwich, who made the right Cuban sandwich, who made the best. Then the mayor of Bob Buckhorn of Tampa and Mayor Regalado, who is now retired, they had a banter going on. And Mayor Regalado, he adopted the phrase, no salami in Miami. He said, if there was salami in my Cuban sandwich, my grandmother would turn over in the grave. You know, and so it started a rivalry. And 2012, May 26, 2012, we had competitors from Miami. We had competitors from all over the state of Florida and a couple from out of state come and into a big competition that we held in Centennial Park, Ybor City, which is Ybor City is where the actual sandwich evolved and was created from the Mixto sandwich, which came from Key West. So, you know, it just sparked a big, huge national and international sensation. And now in 2018, with the last one we just had in the end of March, and we bought people from Seoul, Korea. We bought people from London, England. We got interest now, you know, from South Africa and different, you know, Dublin, Ireland. There's people from all over now wanting to prove that their sandwich is the best. And so if so this festival, we put it together as a family fun event and an event to prove whose sandwich, Cuban sandwich, is the best, Miami or not. And then we do smackdowns. We do preliminary smackdowns in Kissimmee, Orlando. Then we go to Miami. We did it with Calle Ocho, where we have judges, celebrity judges, and local officials come. And the same here in Tampa. And they come and they're judges, and they actually do a blind tasting with samples of the competition.
You know what? Let me add to that smackdown maybe a little bit here, because we're just doing our own little poll, of course. We're South Florida, but we've asked the question. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Where have you had the best Cubano? Miami, Tampa, right, or the Keys? And the polls are out, at least for now. People are still voting, but I just want to mention it's a close one. Miami's leading at 38%, the Keys at 37%, Tampa at 25%. But there's still time. The polls are open. So just wanted to mention. Yeah. We are talking right now about, we're talking about food, specifically, I should say, the Cuban sandwich. And right now you heard from Victor Padilla. He is a character in a documentary that looks at this question. It's called Mixto Cubano, The Origin of the Cuban Sandwich. He's also, by the way, the brains behind the Cuban Sandwich Festival, which he was just telling us about. And he's joining us via Skype from Tampa. We're also talking to Tej Joshi. He is the senior at the University of Miami, who is the producer of this documentary. And again, just looking at the question, where did this sandwich come from? And really, who makes the best sandwich? Because, you know, each city has a little twist on the sandwich. But again, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Let us know if you've had a Cuban sandwich in any of these cities. Who makes the better Cubano? Tej, I want to go. Let's take a listen real quickly to a bit from the beginning of the documentary that explores this rivalry.
The Cuban sandwich came about here in Tampa in the late 1800s.
The Cuban sandwich must have originated in Miami.
I mean, the city of Tampa and the Cuban sandwich are like peanut butter and jelly. There's nothing that goes better.
There's a rivalry between Miami and Key West and Tampa.
But the sandwich, it started on the Cuban bread that was born and raised right here in Key West.
Again, that it's a fascinating documentary, just this question. But Tej, you know, when you came up with the idea for this for the documentary, where did you start to put the story together? I mean, what was it, just going out and finding people like Victor, or is it about finding, you know, the people who are making the sandwich? What did you have to do to just get the journey started?
Just to get started with this documentary, and really any documentary, me and my team and like my other co-producers, Justin Stevens, Luis Gonzalez, we all went out different places and tried to find people who are passionate about the sandwich. When you listen to that beginning clip that you just played, it's clear no matter where they think the sandwich is from, people are really passionate about it. And for us, it was that passion we wanted to find. So just getting out, finding people who would work with us, but also have like a good knowledge. So when we went down to Key West, we knew we wanted to find someone are a group of people who are making the sandwich who had been in Key West for a while and had know the culture there. So we went down to Five Brothers Sandwich Shop, which is like a little bodega style shop, right in the heart of Key West. It's a beautiful shop. And that was actually the very first shooting we did for the project. And we knew based on before we really interviewed Victor or any other people for the documentary, first from our preliminary online research, we knew that Key West is not necessarily where the Cuban sandwich as we know it now is from, but where like the beginnings of it came from. So we knew we wanted to include that there. So once we went down to the Keys, spoke to them there at Five Brothers Sandwich Shop, and got more information, it's kind of how the ball started rolling. We really, as students, we hadn't had much experience making documentaries before. So we maybe didn't have all the foresight we needed. So we really relied on, oh, we met these people, they told us this new information, now we're going to go interview these people about this, because we didn't necessarily know we had to do that before.
Tasia, have you ever seen anywhere in any of your travels or going back home to D.C. Where communities had this sort of rivalry over food?
Definitely not to this level. I'm trying to think back. I can't remember or even imagine a time where I've seen people so passionate about food. And I know it's a stereotype, but before I came down to Miami, people always told me, oh yeah, Latin people are Latino cultures are super passionate about food. And I'd been here for almost 3 years before I started working on this. And I hadn't realized that true culture until I started working on this project.
That a sandwich could hold such, it could have such a hold on communities like this one does. Victor, you know, I wanted to come back to maybe a little bit more of the history again. And some people may not realize that, as we've heard, that there is a very large Cuban community in Tampa. And really, it kind of goes to cigars, not in a sandwich. It goes to cigars as to why you have a lot of Cubans in Tampa.
Yes. Growing up in Tampa, being half Cuban myself, I grew up around cigar factories like the Oliva factory, the Fuente family, which both are very, I knew them all, know them all still, wonderful people. And matter of fact, both John Oliva Sr. and Cynthia Fuente, which they call her the lady of cigar, the cigar lady, Lisa Figueredo, the owner of Cigar City Magazine, all these people have been a part of the festival. And they grew up, we all grew up in that atmosphere of cigars and the Cuban culture, which is very heavy in Tampa, and actually the Italian too. The Italian culture is big in the Jewish community. So the Cubans have had a lot of influence on the culture of Tampa more than anything, and the sandwich is a part of that. So, I remember growing up walking down 7th Street in Ybor City, and there'd be, you'd have clothing stores, and then you have your cigar rolling factory, where you walk in, and there was a man sitting with a newspaper in his back pocket, and he would read it during lunch, it's such a rich culture in Tampa, and it all came, what happened was the Cubans migrated to Key West. They had some cigar factories there, and then they said, "Well, we're too close to Cuba," so they came to Tampa, and that's where Ybor City was created. I mean, it's pretty much, and then you have West Tampa, which is also a part of the Cuban and Tampa history, which Ybor City, West Tampa, downtown Tampa, those are all the original parts of Tampa. So. Not that's the thing about the sandwich, and we take pride. Here in Tampa, there's a lot of pride in the sandwich. Growing up, my grandmother had restaurants here. As far as I'm concerned, she had the best and made the best Cuban sandwich. And she retired in 1999, passed away in 2008. People come in to get a Cuban sandwich. She put it in that plancha, wrap it up in the paper. And put it in a bag with a toothpick in it, grab some café con leche, and it was, you know, it was on. That your day was done. It was just great.
All right, well, yeah, I know lunch is coming. But
right.
You know what? I will have to admit that I haven't had the chance to have a Cubano from Tampa, so I can't really make this vote. I can't vote, to be. I got to be the homer. I've got to, I got to defend the home turf. Real quickly, Tej, is the film available for anybody, or where is it going now?
So right now the film is online. You can just Google the name Mixto Cubano, the origin of the Cuban sandwich. It'll come up online. It's on a Vimeo, free to watch. And we want everyone to watch it. We're trying to get it to air a bunch of places that will air it. We're in talks right now with the Tampa PBS station. They're considering airing it, and they're planning to hopefully later this summer. So that's exciting, and we're looking for more opportunities. And as of course, we're students, and we just want people to watch our work.
Absolutely. Again, Tej Joshi, he is a senior at the University of Miami. He's the producer of Mixto Cubano, the origin of the Cuban sandwich. And one of the people in that film is Victor Padilla. He's also the person who brought us the Cuban Sandwich Festival up there in Tampa. But we heard from him via Skype. He is up in Tampa, and of course, he's defending the Tampa Cubano as the better one. Victor, thank you so much, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
And Tej, thank you, man. Best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate coming on the show today.
Definitely. And again, we have our poll online right now on Facebook or Twitter. Look up WLRN Sundial. Right now, Miami's still in the lead with the best Cubano. The Keys coming in second. Tampa, I should say, is a distant third. But I will try one of those sandwiches. All right, still to come, Deconstruction, a reordering of life, politics, and art. It's a new exhibit here in Miami. That's coming up next on Sundial on WLRN.